This is your Words of Hope for August 4, 2020. In today's devotional, we consider the difference between being smart people and being wise people. And we realize that sometimes we need one or the other, but other times we need both in equal measure. The title of today's devotional is Filled with Wisdom and was written by Scott Jose. As always, we begin with Scripture. Today, we continue reading from the book of Colossians. We're going to read chapter 1, verses 9 through 10. And so, from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. In the Bible, there is knowledge and there is wisdom. Both are important for believers. Knowledge could be thought of as what you learn in school: facts, figures, and dates. Wisdom could be thought of as street smarts, the knack you acquire to get along in life from observing how stuff works. Knowledge is 2 + 2 = 4. Wisdom is knowing that sometimes when your friend is really angry, the best thing is to be quiet and let him settle down before you try to speak with him. Eventually, this month, as we explore Colossians, we will discover that there were some struggles facing the Christians in Colossae. There were some slight perversions of the gospel that were being taught by certain people. There were some bad motivations behind the actions of some of those same people. Paul knew that to stay faithful, to walk in a worthy way, as he put it in verse 10, the Colossians needed both wisdom and understanding. They needed wisdom to discern that some people have hidden agendas. You have to be able to sniff that out. But they needed knowledge, too. They needed to know what the real gospel message was so they could detect a counterfeit when they ran across one. Paul said he prayed all the time that the Colossians would possess both wisdom and understanding. We need both of those things no less today. When you pray today, ask the Lord to increase your wisdom and understanding. My prayer for you is that you will show your wisdom with a life that bears the fruit of the Spirit. Today's devotional was written by Scott Jose. I'm your host, Adam Navis, and I also produce today's show. Christy Prinz is the executive director for all Words of Hope Media. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, visit woh.org. For questions, comments, or prayer requests, email devotional@woh.org. And please, join us tomorrow for more Words of Hope.